Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning. A good morning to one and all. Mike is staring some reason at Taz. I don't know why he is.
He does that a lot.
Staring at
strange.
You, just staring you down as I looked across the way. Very, very focused.
He wants to fight me.
Bilotti just relieved himself, so he's A-OK.
Okay.
He actually had it backwards.
We go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Welcome to the show. No. Just joining.
Well, I walked in. I walked into the men's room on the other side. Someone... just went to town.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Right? No, I don't want to get too graphic, and I can't because Bilotti will dump it. But so I went in, and I was like, what is that?
No pun intended.
Right, exactly. I was like, what is that smell? And so somebody,
trash.
Literally, you would think that somebody, like, just basically imploded.
Like they just had gut rot.
Right, right. And they decided, for some reason, it was, like, all over the toilet and did not flush. And then somebody walked in and was like, jeez.
They sold it. Yeah,
they're like, oh, no. They walked in. They're like, oh, my God. I'm like, I should have warned you.
I mean, like.
Number three.
Two.
I don't understand. Like, would you ever, like, I don't understand people the way they conduct themselves at work. Or outside. Like, I just don't understand it. Like,
they're disgruntled. So they go in the bathroom and they just.
I don't understand. But, Taz, you'd never do that at home.
Well, some people do. You know, some people's home bathrooms are disgusting.
I guess. I would never. Like, I'm a very, very, like, I'm a very neat guy, right? I'm a little anal with that when I get home. Like, I really am. Like, I clean up the house when I get home and stuff like that. You know, we've talked about that before. And, you know,
my wife's like, I like leaving
the house with everything kind of in order and everything like that. I don't like everything being in disarray. I pick up the kids' toys and stuff like that. So I like to do that. Like, so when I walk into a bathroom and it's basically like the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
Where you want to look and see, like, where exactly the monkeys are as they're throwing their feces up against the wall.
Know,
you say to yourself, how do people behave like this at work? Like, I don't understand.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like you walk, it's like a public, like, you know, it's like my high school was like, the bathroom was like a war zone.
Yeah, no, and I remember that in high school, but you're talking about teenagers, 14, 15, 16, they're doing what they, right?
I mean, that's all the drug dealing was, too, in the bathrooms.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Weaponry, everything. Bathroom, disgusting. Yeah, smelled like just brutal. Yeah.
No, but we are in a, you know, we're in a, you know, we're CBS Sports Radio. The Fan is right next to us, right?
WFAN, that is. Not just a real fan, ladies and gentlemen.
No, WFAN, 660 AM, 101.9 FM in New York is right next to us.
It's the greatest station in the world ever.
So, but the men's rooms, it's like people walk into them and it's, they have little to no. And you mentioned you think it's because people are disgruntled.
Yeah. So they there's just a lot of anger.
Go to the bathroom and they just leave.
They just, you know what? I'm just going to just do number two all over the urinal. Oh, that's disgusting, Bob. I don't care. I want more
number
money.
Number two.
I want a raise. But that's the urinal, Bob. Go. No, I don't care. I'm not using the stall. Oh, blowout at Yucca Flats.
It's gross.
It's disgusting, bro.
It really is.
Like,
awful.
Who does that? Who says, you know what? I'm going to drop trowel and I'm going to bend over, just boom, blowout.
Well,
he's,
not just
he's
that.
Like his finger on the butt.
Not just that. I agree with you, but then don't even like clean up after yourself. Like,
they just walk around stinking.
Right. They just leave it, wipe themselves, and head on their way, on their merry way, and say, I'll let somebody else deal with that. I mean, that's wrong.
Yeah. It's a great way to start a segment like this. This is great. This is what we should do every single day.
It just hit me. It's troubling. It just hit me because, like, I'm thinking.
You don't deserve that at work. I don't blame you. You deserve better than that.
I would never do that. I would never do that. I don't understand the people that would. Well, and there are people, and there aren't a lot of people when we walk in to this building at, like, you know, in the 5 a.m. hour. There's not a lot of people here. And it at any time between this transpired from anywhere from, I would say, 6 to about 7:20.
Mm.
Somebody went in there and just decided to implode and left it.
Yeah, like, what did they eat? They get, like, a bad Beck at the empanada stand down a block? Like, what are they doing? Like, I mean, let me just, oh, God, I'm angry at everyone, and also my stomach.
But think about that.
I smelled it. It was nasty.
Well,
man.
And it's the same bathroom where, you know, where you have that going on, and then somebody's basically brushing each and every one of their teeth like they're about to go to the dentist.
I've never seen anyone brush their teeth in his
bathroom. Oh, they brush their teeth. There's one guy that works in the sales department that scrubs up like he's about to go to surgery.
Oh, God. Please, now get off your
high horse. Washing his face, his mouth, doing it 3-4 times. He's staring at himself, fixing his hair. I'm like, what is going on
here? You know what you do with a guy like that? You get right in his face. You start getting confrontational with him. What's your problem? What are you doing? Where are you going to a wedding? You're at work. Calm down, hotshot. You and your suit that you got at Men's Warehouse acting like it's custom. You're not Bestoach. Okay, I'm giving you fashion tips now.
There's one fan host that bathes in the sink.
Yeah. Who's that?
Must be a little
I'm
guy.
I'm watching the game and enjoying myself.
Does he really?
Well, he rides a bike here.
Oh, he does. You're right
so
about
then he
that.
He washes up. Yeah, subtle, who we're talking
brings,
about.
Evan Roberts. He I brings know. His iPad into the bathroom when he goes.
Well, Evan basically, he lives here
a while.
He's watching
Nets highlights.
He basically thinks this is his home. Like, this whole place is his den.
Yeah, he walks in sometimes at like 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning.
Sean's not till 10, and he's here.
And he's here, right.
Enjoying myself.
Well, he's got to go over the net highlights with Billy.
Remember when
talk about challenges by Kenny Atkinson.
Yeah.
Of
takes
the Nets.
At least an hour.
Yeah, that takes an they're breaking down the net game from the previous before, and then he's got to relieve himself.
When Eric Spitz was here, and he would sit, we'd have our post-pro meeting. Me and what's his name? Evan Roberts would sit in there with Eric Spitz and just talk with him. And you've been pulled into those little combos.
Yeah, it's where we're right, where the clock is ticking on the meter.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Evan's podcast.
Yeah. Eric Spitz.
And it's like, okay, Evan, I like you. Eric, I like you. I got to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that used to happen. Yeah.
That happened numerous
all
times.
Times.
Yes.
Yeah, all times, yeah.
It was either that or we used to talk about your wrestling days or lacrosse.
Yeah. That close conversation.
Those conversations. Mike would be maybe roundly criticized for a guest.
That
yeah,
would
I
happen.
Basically would just sit there and
and Mike
nod
would
my
take
head.
It.
Mike the was dentist. The best in those meetings. He was just sitting
there
like nodding
the dentist.
His head.
You just take it and then you go to your next appointment.
Right.
Speaking of doctors, you got to hear this story.
What's this
Mike
story?
Mike told me the story about Uber Eats, his job, his other job.
Okay.
Tell the thing about the doctor, dude. Tell
no,
me
it was just weird. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday in the afternoon, and before my doctor's appointment, I did some Uber Eats deliveries, and the first delivery I ended up having went to my doctor's office to the receptionist.
How weird is that?
Just the first time I've ever been there on an Uber Eats delivery, and I happened to be going to the doctor the first time there in a while. And
did she tip
very
you well?
Strange. Did not get tipped.
No, but you're missing the whole crux of the story. He had a doctor's appointment at noon, and he figured, he's a hustler. He's always side hustle Jones. Let me do a little Uber Eats before I go to the doctor. And his first order was to the doctor.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
No, that's crazy. But
that's
you
a
had
weird story.
Did you? No, that's insane. I understand. But how about the fact that...
you're asking about a tip.
It's a good
follow-up
question.
How about the fact that the woman did not tip him?
Oh, she's like, Michael, you'll be here later. I'll catch you later.
Didn't get the tip.
No, but didn't get a tip. How do you not tip him?
What kind of doctor eats McDonald's while he's helping patients?
It wasn't for the doctors.
But not just that, but how do you not tip
him? Hand me that quarter pounder. Hold
don't
on,
you feel weird? That is not. How do you not tip him? Someone delivers you something. How do you not tip the
that
guy?
That happens all the time.
That's terrible. I'd be angry.
I was.
Moose is upset about the tip.
I'm
just more crazy about this. How weird that was.
It was bizarre.
And he's
was
going on strange. And on about the tip.
Well, that's cheap.
I mean,
I agree with you. Going to the doctor's office, that's a strange coincidence.
Yeah, that's
a weird
coincidence.
I don't disagree
okay,
with
so
you.
So your hot take is that this woman did not tip him.
Well, Taz, that's cheap. Someone delivers you food.
It happens all the time.
That does not make it right. Tip.
I do.
You decide not to get off your rear end to go get your lunch and someone's delivering you lunch, you should tip that person for delivering you lunch. It's that easy.
Happy
your life was made easier.
Hey, listen, I don't disagree.
Happy holiday. I mean, that's it. That's it. Someone delivers you a pizza, you tip the delivery guy. They deliver Chinese food. You tip.
Don't
it's that easy.
Be a cheap SOB, you people. Okay, I tip everybody, Moose. I tip everybody.
Yes, you're a very generous man.
I'm very generous. You know that. And yes. And I give people here money all the time.
Thank you for all the money.
Really?
Yeah, I give stuff out. You know,
thank
so
you for all
I
that
help
money.
People out. You know,
right. Every
shekels,
right.
I'll help you out.
Tazzy yes. Claus. Here we go, the three.
All right.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
LSU atop the college football playoff.
Yes, we chat about with Ralph Russo your top four teams. LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama was three. They dropped to five. Penn State was four. They dropped to nine after the loss to Minnesota. The Golden Gophers at 9-0. They move all the way up to 8. Oregon is 6. Alabama drops to 5. Utah 7. Penn State 9. Oklahoma 10. A roundabout way to go through your top 10 there. But there you have it, Taz. Your top 10 in the latest college football playoff rankings. We talked about it earlier. Download the podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcast, Stitcher. Anyway, you can get the Taz and the Moose podcast. Download the Taz show as well. Help a couple brothers out. So, Taz, I would say this, though. I think Alabama should have been on the outside looking in. Yeah. I think Georgia should have moved up. So I think it was kind of refreshing. I said it earlier, I think Alabama should have dropped behind Oregon. I think it should have been Alabama 6, Oregon 5, Georgia 4. They drop Alabama to 5, not to 6. But still, I'm happy that they're out of the top 4 because I thought Georgia deserved to be in. I thought they deserved to drop out of the top 5 after the loss.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you.
Top 4 after the loss.
I agree with you. And I know some folks are not crazy about Georgia being in that fourth spot. I think it's well deserved. I think they belong in that spot at 8-1. I do. They have one of the bigger games this weekend, so we'll see what happens. They're playing Auburn, so we'll see what happens there. For those counting, Auburn is sitting 7-2, and they're in the 12th spot right now in this ranking. So, you know, I think the other game that's interesting to see now everything's starting as the season's rolling on here, and before you know it, it's going to be that playoff time. I do think that the Minnesota-Iowa game, Minnesota going to Iowa, you know, because Minnesota is kind of what people are talking about. And Minnesota, if they could beat a tough Iowa team, I think they either stay at that 8th spot or maybe move up a little bit if somebody loses. But Alabama's not going to lose this week. Georgia might. You never know. Georgia could lose to Auburn.
They could.
You never know.
Question is, can Auburn get enough offense going? Can Bo Nix get enough offense to beat Georgia?
Right, correct. And as far as Oregon goes, we were just talking about Oregon 6th. They're playing Arizona. They're not losing that game. They're going to smoke Arizona, right?
I'd agree.
Yeah, they're going to smoke.
That's a late night
Arizona,
game, 10:30.
Arizona's plus 27.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Wildcats are in deep, deep trouble. So Oregon's going to win. I'm just trying to figure out how Minnesota can move up if they beat Iowa on the road. It's interesting. You know what's good, though, Moose, as an overview here? That we're talking about different programs.
That's refreshing,
it's
is
nice.
It not?
It's nice. It's nice.
I totally agree with you. It's not just about Clemson, Alabama. When are we going to get to them in the national championship? That you can throw in other teams. You throw in LSU. A lot of people believe that Ohio State, is the best team in the country, pound for pound, the best all-around overall team with their offense and their defense, Taz. So I agree with you. It's going to make it for an interesting stretch run here in college football to see exactly who separates themselves and who ends up being in that top 4.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not, to me, I mean, like we said earlier, I can't wait for this thing to expand, and it sounds like it's going to take a long time, but which kind of stinks. But, you know, as far as like LSU, we talked about earlier, there's nobody better. I mean, they belong number one.
Yep.
They're great. All the way around, they're great. And they're battle tested. Ohio State, look it. As far as well rounded, no doubt they play Rutgers. Is that at Rutgers? Are you going to be at that game?
Yeah, that's at Rutgers.
Oh, that's going to be a beat.
Have you looked at the spreads?
I'm looking right now.
No, don't look at it. Try and guess it. Oh, you looked already.
No, I didn't look. I almost looked.
Try and guess the
32,
spread.
32? 31?
Higher.
Higher than 30?
Higher than 30.
Now. Whoa! 52 and a half.
Bro, it opened at 50 and a half. It's gone up.
You might want to take Rutgers on that one. That's a lot of points, dude. Maybe not.
I don't know, dude.
Moose just made the face. Okay.
I don't know. Take whoever you like.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you to do whatever you... If you really like Rutgers plus the 52 and a half,
that's
say,
a lot.
How could they possibly...
Seven touchdowns.
They might... And I'm not saying that Ohio State's going to score 80 points, but Rutgers might not score.
I want to say this to you.
Yeah.
You made a statement a moment ago. You said Ohio State... I'm paraphrasing, but you more or less said, like, it's a foregone conclusion that they're up in that. You have no problem with them at that 2 spot, right? At 9-0.
I don't.
If you look at who they play,
I know. They haven't played a lot
it's
of great
really
teams. No, I understand that. I guess eyeball test has. When I look at them, though, I think with Fields at quarterback, that defense is legit. You know, not Chase Young, that scenario obviously affects them because I think he's the best. I think he's the best player in college football. I think, you know.
Oh, no, he's great.
He's unbelievable. So, but I do think, and I understand they haven't played a lot, but I do think they're the best overall team.
Wow.
Now, LSU, I can understand you looking at LSU, and I think LSU, I'll tell you, based on their resume and schedule, I do think LSU has accomplished more.
Oh, there's no doubt about
that.
You see
what I'm saying? So I do think LSU deserves to be the number one team in the league.
I mean, you look at these teams at Ohio State. I got to tell you, I hate to hate on the Buckeyes, but, I mean, gee whiz, there's nothing really happening here.
Well, Wisconsin.
I mean, yeah.
It's not great. Okay. I understand. It's not a great Wisconsin team.
Nebraska
and the Blues came off that rose after
48-7, but you're right, the Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody even came close to. I mean, they're beating.
No, they're destroying
Maryland
teams.
73-14.
Yeah, they're destroying teams.
You know, they played Miami Redhawks. Miami Redhawks. Yeah, those Miami Redhawks. Isn't that where Roethlisberger went?
Yes, Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat them 76-5.
Yes, I know.
Playing Indiana, playing Michigan State, beating them 34-10.
I know.
Northwestern sucks.
Yes.
I mean, you know. Like, who they play?
They haven't played a lot of teams. I agree with you. They've not played a great schedule.
Now, let's see what happens after the Rutgers game.
Let's see.
Then they host Penn State.
Yep.
So that'll be a real
test. Be a good game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll be a good game. Yeah. And it would have been great, and not knocking Minnesota, it would have been great if Penn State was undefeated going into that game, but we know that is not going to be the case. But we'll see how good Ohio State is in a couple weeks. All right, next.
Number two.
Evansville stuns number one Kentucky.
They do. Credit to Walter McCarty. Now, does it really affect anything? I mean, we're talking about college football. We're talking about college basketball. It's an apples and oranges comparison. There's plenty of time. I mean, Kentucky's still a national championship contender. Kentucky can still, accomplish everything that they want to accomplish this year, even with the loss to Evansville last night. What that shows is Calipari's going to look at that as being a game that he can point to cry and grab this young team's attention. He does have some veterans coming back and some players with experience off the squad from a year ago. So it's not completely, you know, an all-freshman team, Taz. But that's a game now that Calipari can use to grab this team's attention, grab them by the ears, and get them focused. If they were not focused going in, maybe reading their press clippings a little bit too much, especially after knocking off, you know, Michigan State and Madison Square Garden, right, in the Champions Four to begin the year. You know, that's a hell of a win by a former, you know, Wildcat star in Walter McCarty, who's now leading Evansville as their head coach.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you're right. It's a good moment to humble these
teaching
kids
moment.
And say, yeah, it is. So, but yeah, definitely shocked everybody with that right there. Definitely a big, huge victory for Evansville.
Number three.
Ex-Astros pitcher says team stole signs.
Yeah, Mike Fiers, who's been a long-time major league pitcher, I think 35 years of age, pitched for a number of different teams, spoke with The Athletic, basically said 2017 season championship year for the Houston Astros. They were using the center field camera to decipher whether it was a changeup or a fastball, relaying those signs to hitters up at the batter's box by the hitting of a garbage can, or I'm sure they got creative in other ways as the season went along as well, Taz, to let the hitters know. You know, we both have an issue with Fiers ratting out his team, you know, and being a part of that team that ended up winning a World Series and beating the Dodgers in the World Series. Terrible for the Astros. An investigation is underway. An MLB investigation is underway. The Houston Astros organization said they will comply and help out Major League Baseball. It's brutal for baseball. Terrible look for the Astros. And if you're an Astros fan, it was a bad Tuesday, and it's going to be a bad Wednesday.
Yeah, and you know, it's just, we talked about it earlier, like how much money, you know, what are you going to do here? You're not going to take the championships away. How much money are you going to find them? You got to find them a couple million bucks. You
gotta, I would
do
imagine,
something.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Draft picks.
Yeah, draft picks, that's true. It's embarrassing, though. It's embarrassing for them, for the franchise. It's just a bad, bad look. And you're right about Fiers. I mean, he just, we call it in the wrestling business a stooge.
Yes.
You know? So that's how you get completely, like, you know, it's just, you get blackballed in certain businesses or sports when you do that. Because, like, you laid it out perfect earlier. I mean, like, what, if he was that appalled by this, why didn't he chirp when it happened? Like,
when it was going down.
Yeah, you know, so.
He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He said something a couple years later when he's warning, you know, the Tigers and the Athletics about be careful when you step into that ballpark down there in Houston. So
You get a sense that that story's just begun, that there's more layers to it. And we'll learn about that as we move along here. All right, 855-212-4227. There are your big three stories here on this Wednesday morning.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS double dip. A doubleheader featuring a battle between two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the sport when Jackson and the Ravens welcome Watson and the Texans, followed by New England bracing for another tough road game in Philly. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS.
All right. Well, he's here.
Yes, Bogus.
Thanks
nice
for
build
being
up there.
Excited.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that's sort of music. That's what we're going to do now. We're just, that's the right way, I think, the best way. Every single time.
Just implode it?
All right.
No, we could do it first time in the morning. How about that? First time in the morning, and then we welcome
play
it
and then blow it. See, ladies and gentlemen, no, you're getting to witness a production meeting right now.
Just play it, let it go. We're taking it right behind the curtain. This is the conversation you miss when we're off air.
So...
Walter McCarty won the 1996 national title with Kentucky last night. He brought Evansville to Rupp Arena and beat the Wildcats 67-64, opposing head coach John Calipari.
They were the tougher team. They executed. They made shots and threes and free throws. My hat's off to them. It's hard to do that in this building.
Now, not to point fingers coming off the biggest win in program history, but coming off the biggest win in program history, wouldn't you think Evansville would, like, load a clip of Walter McCarty after the game or one of their players talking about how awesome it was to win at Kentucky last night?
I would think so. On their site?
So all I got is Calipari talking about winning or losing to Evansville because Evansville didn't provide any post-game sound for it anywhere.
Really?
It's nowhere.
Well,
searching everywhere.
Well, I respect that out of Evansville. They're acting like they've been there before, even though they haven't.
No, but teams that haven't been anywhere near anything put their coach talking for 5 minutes in a hallway after the game on their site. There's nothing on the Evansville website.
Maybe you ought to call their SI guy.
No, I did enough searching. If they want me to play, they got to send it to me at this point.
I gave you a little term in the business.
Right.
Maybe you should share with the audience what I meant. I gave you a little inside term.
SID, the Sports Information Director?
Yeah,
yes.
So
it's like the PR guy or woman or whoever it is.
I like how you repeat it. SID, you mean the Sports Information Director?
I wasn't sure I heard you correctly, that's all.
I said SI. I meant the guy from Sports Illustrated.
Oh, right.
Not
Thanks.
The director.
Mm.
Thanks.
Good job.
Wow.
Thanks very much.
Exactly.
So again, Kentucky lost to Evansville.
Wow.
Know where we were.
Yeah, that's a wow.
LSU.
You're criticizing Evansville after the
win. Oh, that's right. That's my hot take. That's my CBS Sports.
He's criticizing
the SID.
The kid that is doing it, like who's intern, the kid who's a student there, who's just learning how to do this.
No, there's a professional. And their site actually is very impressive, except for the fact that there's not one single audio clip of somebody talking about winning at Kentucky last night.
What's their mascot?
They're the Purple Aces. I don't know if they have an actual mascot, but they're the Purple Aces.
If Moose had his own team, they'd be called the Purple Aces.
They would be. I agree with you.
And they play out of Vegas.
Right, yeah. Right.
Or Atlantic City.
And I'd get a tattoo up my arm, so I'd always have an ace up my sleeve.
Hey, well done, this guy. That was funny. Well, looking at their website here, it's pretty good. I mean, it's
a
typical. It's pretty good though. It's a college sidearm. Does it? You know, sidearm.
Yes,
they do it. Yeah, I'm giving more inside terms. Yeah,
who's sidearm?
It's a company.
I'll tell you later. Okay, well, they'll tell you now.
Western movie?
No,
I don't know how to describe it. Like an infrastructure.
Right, they do websites for high school and college teams.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But they do a good job. They charge a decent amount of money on it.
I would hope so.
So wait, you're saying there's no audio here? I'm on the site. There's no audio.
Now, they posted clips of them screaming in the locker room. Walter McCarty walks in, and they're throwing water bottles everywhere. But all I need is Walter McCarty standing somewhere going, it was really cool to win in Kentucky tonight, and I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm looking. You're right, because KJ Riley and the Aces head to Lexington on Tuesday. This is old. This is men's. This is before the game. Yeah, but man, you got to update their site.
Yeah, give me KJ Riley. Give me anybody else that played in the game last night. Just one 15-second clip.
They just have a little bit. He's right. They just have a little bit.
I agree with you. I mean, you have a historic win. You got to do a little. You got to build it up a little bit more. Maybe they're just out enjoying their.
No, because they were posting videos of them returning home, and their fans, I think, went to the airport or where the bus came back. So like. they're doing stuff, and I just need a Walter McCarty really, clip.
They just have to, like, this happens all the time.
If you had a CBS Sports Minute this morning, would you do it on Evansville, ripping them?
Probably not.
Yes,
probably not. I'll just do it here, that live in the moment.
That would be hilarious.
I'm Andrew Bogus with your CBS Sports.
What the hell are you doing, Evansville?
Can someone wake Evansville up?
Tell the SID to get a clue.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
That'd be my last one.
Your last one? What do you mean?
My last one ever.
Oh, stop.
Maybe the next time you're on the next show and you're on the DA show, maybe it'll have it updated by then. Maybe it's early over there now.
No, the window's closed. Yeah.
No. They are on Indiana. Are they on Central Time or Eastern?
I don't know. That's a good question.
No, Central, I believe.
They're on Sunday. It's only 7:30 a.m. there. Still no excuse. They should have been done last night.
I agree.
Should have been right. They should add their team. We should have sent over the Taz and the Moose team.
Well, our team, they're aggressive. I mean, aggressive, this would never have happened there.
We should consult. Officially, we should make a consulting company out of our social media team.
I agree with you.
You should actually send an email to Mark Spence. Mark Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
I don't.
He's the AD.
You should know that.
I feel like I start lower than
Mr. Spencer.
Oh, really?
Then go to Sarah Solansky.
I go way back with Mark Spencer.
Yeah. You know him?
No.
Okay. Well, you should contact Sarah Solansky then. She's the senior associate, I believe, AD for internal operations, I believe. I'm pretty sure. She should contact her. Contact somebody.
Mike, can you call?
That would be great.
Well, I assume they're listening, so they've heard now.
Can you call and find out an answer for us why they have not updated their website?
Certainly try.
All kidding aside, well, there's a lot of kidding here, but so Andrew, he is right. This is a little bit ridiculous, and you know they're sitting high in the hog right now out there in Evansville, and we're here to bring them down. That's what we do on the show. Yep. We bring people down. So, would you say who's the right people? The media relations people?
Yeah, the person that's listed on their game notes, I would if I really, really wanted it and needed it, I would email him and say, can I please have something?
We could share Michael Robinson's phone number here and his email address.
That seems extreme.
Okay. I would not do that.
Yeah.
He's the assistant director of media relations.
We might get an email for that one.
Right. I mean, Mike could just straight
from
call him on the air.
Yeah, from the Purple Aces.
Aces of all colors would be emailing us.
Hey, it's the Purple Aces.
Don't do that. Yeah.
What else is going on, Andrew?
LSU deserves number one in the new college football playoff rankings. Ohio State drops to number two. Then Clemson and Georgia. Alabama ends up fifth after losing to LSU. Unbeaten Baylor actually drops a spot from a week ago, now number 13. The NFL has apparently set up a workout for Colin Kaepernick Saturday in Atlanta. We don't know yet which teams will attend. Kaepernick's camp apparently told of this workout just yesterday. They asked for a delay till next Tuesday or Saturday, but was denied. It wasn't pretty, but the Sixers didn't lose at home to the Cavs last night.
Sixers down by a point. Josh Richardson drives it to the right wing. Back out top, Harris. He throws it into Joel, and Embiid jams it with 13 seconds to go for the lead.
Tom McGinnis on Sixers Radio. Embiid's dunk the final point of the night. Philly escaping 98-97, holding Cleveland scoreless for the final 3.5 minutes. The Nets made just one shot over the final 3 minutes in Utah, losing 119-114. The Lakers fought off the Suns 123-115. And the Hawks won in Denver 125-121. Trae Young, 42 points and 11 assists.
Mm.
Minnesota's Rocco Baldelli is the AL Manager of the Year. Cardinal Mike Schilt wins in the NL. And Gabe Kapler is the Giants' new manager.
Oh.
He gets that job a month after getting fired in Philadelphia.
Good for
him.
Congratulations. It's such a good job at the Phillies.
Yeah, nobody's upset over that, right? That he left the Phillies?
No, they were celebrating.
All right.
I think they asked him to leave.
I think everyone had a Geno steak. And 2 pints.
Yeah, you could be right about that.
I think they did. And amazingly, he lands on his feet.
All right.
Yeah, what would the Giants think all of a sudden? What do you think Gabe Kapler learned in the last 30 days in terms of being an in-game manager?
Yeah, I don't know. What? So you're saying, like, what are the Giants?
Like, he was a terrible in-game manager in Philadelphia. Like, he was a disaster.
The Giants like, we got to have him.
What would lead you to say?
I know, you're right.
And he gets an opportunity a month later. Here's the Giants job.
Yeah. No, I know. And the Mets did this whole search forever. The Cubs did.
Yes.
And the Giants like, oh, we got our guy, Gabe.
Yeah. Gabe Kapler. Yes.
Bring him in.
Come back. We got the undercard for you. Stories we missed on this big Wednesday show. It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Bobby out in Denver. Is Memphis playing their cards right with James Wiseman? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. And as we know, you know, that the NCAA ruled them ineligible. Wiseman, Memphis, they got a court injunction and a stay. He's playing for Memphis. Yeah, as long as he can play, I'd play him. I mean, if you're Penny Hardaway there, and you're looking at the history, the NCAA is so ridiculous. They really are in how they're handling young players. This guy that's potentially could be the number one overall pick next June in the NBA draft. Memphis had an unbelievable recruiting class. Penny Hardaway, who, you know, former star player at Memphis, you know, former all-star in the NBA with the Orlando Magic, going to the NBA Finals when he was a teammate of Shaq, and, you know, was kind of a guy that was prominent on the AAU circles and coaching Taz, and now gets this Memphis job, and rightfully so. He did a hell of a job recruiting year number one, and now, yeah, if I'm Memphis, I continue to play the game. You know, I really do. I continue to play him. I'm not sitting him on the bench. As long as, you know, as long as, see how this does play out legally, and you go from there, no? I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? What are they going to say? The NCAA going to claw back and say, you know, we're going to take away this win. Who cares? I mean, exactly. Honestly.
Yeah, no, it's just likely ineligible by the NCAA, and you said it. I mean, the NCAA is, they have kids and coaches and families jump through hoops, walk around on eggshells. It's a complete monopoly and the biggest load of BS ever. And they're just making bank money. And coaches are getting paid. Okay, that's fine. They should get paid. And these kids are not getting paid. But yet every little thing that they could find, any little hole, any little hoop you got to jump through, okay, for the NCAA, these kids have to jump through when these coaches, and it's every little thing. I could go on and on. It ticks me off.
Well, like what about Chase Young? I mean, you want to draw Chase Young, who took out a loan to have his girlfriend travel to a bowl game, right?
Yep,
paid the loan back, and now, you know, he was taken off the field and eligibility called into question. I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. It's horrible. And people just come out and talk about it, complain about it. Guys like us complain about it. Former players, NFL players complain about it. Coaches complain about it. We're all this full narrative rippage for years on the NCAA, and nothing happens.
Nothing ever happens.
There's no accountability for them.
No.
They just do whatever they want. It's unbelievable.
You're right about that.
Dude, one of your kids goes to college to play a sport. Where do you see the amount of paperwork that has to be done? When your kid is on a team, dude, it's like you're signing a contract your life away.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Parents,
you,
too.
Well, not the parents, the player.
The player.
The student athlete.
Yeah,
oh,
it's that
ridiculous.
Much.
If my kid was on scholarship.
Yeah, sure.
Any scholarship, forget about it, dude. Forget about what you have to.
What do you have to do?
It's ridiculous. I'm like, this is less than my WWE contract. Like the amount of work put into it. It's unbelievable.
I can only imagine. So, if you're Memphis, though, you continue to roll him out there. You continue to have him play.
So what would you do?
Yeah.
If someone said, hey, if anybody knows anything about me, they think Taz, are like people who know him, like, oh, Taz is a big NFL throwback jersey guy. That's true.
Yeah, no doubt.
So if someone said, hey, Moose, you know, everybody knows you love the Redskins your whole life. Would you want a Sonny Jurgensen jersey or a Gerald Riggs jersey? A lot of people don't even know who Gerald Riggs is. I know you do.
I do know who Gerald Riggs is.
Because you have a Sean Taylor jersey, right?
I do have a Sean Taylor. I would probably take the Sonny Jurgensen over Gerald
Riggs. Number nine Jones.
Yeah, nine over. Riggs was 37.
37.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a throwback retired player jersey, forget about if you hate the team or not, which jersey would you want?
A throwback retired jersey.
Yeah.
I would probably take Dick Butkus.
You'd go 51 Jones, Chicago Bears.
White.
One of the most
fierce,
the white one.
Yeah, I like the maybe the dark one. 51 Butkus, I think that's a classic NFL jersey.
How about a throwback Jack Del Rio Vikings jersey? You wouldn't go that route? It's actually pretty cool.
That is a nice jersey.
Or Studwell. Remember Studwell?
I do remember. Scott Studwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do
These
remember
These are jerseys
Studwell.
That are being offered to me as we speak. I might grab
Why, where would you go? Any player, not ones that are being offered.
I'm not a Steeler fan.
Right.
But I love the throwback Steeler jersey, which the Steelers, the current Steelers, actually wore. Because the only difference in the Steeler jersey is the font. The font they wear now, the jersey's number font's kind of an italic, fancy Dan number, where the throwback one was just a white block font. So I love any of the, like the Mike Webster jersey, number 52.
Okay.
Okay, the center. I would go that route. Obviously, as a Bill fan, Fred Smirlis is the jersey I'm in the hunt for. Cornelius Bennett. Right now, those two jerseys for the Bills. But if I had a pick right now, I have a lot. You didn't ask, but I'll tell you. I have a Joe Klecko.
Well, I was just about to ask. Oh. We were just in a diatribe. I was laying out. I was going to ask you, how many old school jerseys do you have?
All right. I'll tell you. I have a Joe Klecko. Now, some of these could be a lot of money, but some, you know, I don't believe in spending $300 on a jersey. I'm not like that.
All right, so you have a Klecko. So you have 20, 30?
I don't have that many.
Okay.
I probably have four or five.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, because some of them I have in storage. I don't even wear them. My wife said, why do you buy these jerseys? She goes, I go, well, because I like them. She goes, what do you buy? She goes, dude, you don't wear them. She calls me dude now. That's a new thing. I go, listen, she don't care what I buy. She's not like that. She goes, I don't care. Buy whatever you want, but wear it. Or put it in a friggin' frame and hang it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She goes, put it in storage.
Right. Yeah, why would you put it in storage?
For moments like this. To tell guys like you on the air.
That you put it in storage.
No, that I have a Joe Klecko jersey. That type of thing.
That's it.
I have a Jack Lambert.
Okay, so when you're having a nice Bailey's and coffee in the winter, you can go over your jerseys and run it down the line. When you tell your brother-in-law, I got a Klecko.
I do.
It's in storage. It's in a container.
You'll never see it, but
I'll never see it. It hasn't seen the light of day in 8 years, but I've got it.
I have a Howie Long.
Okay. Nice, I like that one.
I have a Howie Long. And what I might buy now, this is breaking news, is a Lyle Alzado, hang on, wait for it, Broncos.
Oh.
Orange.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you think, dude?
I like that. I was thinking about that.
I'm going to give you a sneak peek, Moose.
Yeah.
How badass is
that?
That's nice.
That's great.
Look at that.
You know what I was thinking about? I would like a Bo Jackson 34 Raiders.
Raiders. Black one or black one?
Black.
Yeah.
Black with the silver.
I got a guy.
That's a nice one. Mike, where would you go?
Earl Campbell.
My man right there. I love that one. Pete. Powder Blue Jones.
I like the old school Bears. I like any Bears jersey from especially from the Super Bowl shuffle years.
Oh, like William Perry type?
Yeah, I already have Walter Payton, so maybe like William Perry or...
What was the linebacker? Marshall. What was his first name? What was the linebacker?
Wilbur Marshall.
Didn't he go to the Redskins after that?
He did. Florida. Played at Florida. Was
58,
with the Bears,
right? 58?
Correct. Went to the Redskins, signed him. Redskins gave up picks, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Wilbur Marshall, who was also part of that linebacker crew? Otis Wilson,
yep.
Number 55.
55 Jones.
Correct.
Should I go? Would it be smart to go?
And obviously Singletary.
Yeah. Would it be smart to go, if I went with a Bills throwback, should I go with the typical, like a lot of Bills fans do, go with the Bruce Smith, the 78? Or do I go Cornelius Bennett, 97?
No, I would go Bennett. I love Cornelius Bennett as a player. But the guy that I think would be the cherry on the top would be Daryl Talley.
56. I told you, my issue, though, with that.
I know, it looks like Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor's jersey.
Right.
Yeah, that's my only issue.
It does look like Taylor.
It does. But, I mean, listen, I could go, look, I don't like the quarterback jerseys. Like, I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, the quarterback numbers.
Yes.
I love the Miami Dolphins jerseys, like the old throwback ones. Not a Dolphin fan, but the one I would love to get, but you can't find it. If anybody could find it, send me a link. Is a guy named Bob Kuchenberg.
Yes,
you remember Bob Kuchenberg?
Yes,
he was an offensive guard, number 67, and Kuch. Yeah, I'd love to get his jersey. Now, some of these places in Asia sell these jerseys, but you got to be careful. I'll tell you a quick story. My wife, she bought me a jersey for Christmas once.
Yeah.
Right. Why is everyone laughing?
The numbers fall off?
You're close. She bought me two jerseys, and one of them was a Mark Gastineau jersey, which I never was a huge Gastineau fan because I met him when he was in his prime. I used to work at a gym in Cedarhurst, Five Towns in New York, when I was young. I worked in the gym, and I know he's not in good health right now, so I'm not knocking Gastineau. He's a great player. For those that know, he's one of the best sack machines you ever saw in your life. Right? And he was a heel. Like, he would come to the gym, Porsche Jones, just park wherever he wanted to park. And, like, my job was I worked the front desk, and my boss would say, make sure no one parks in a handicap spot. And the only guy who would park in a handicap spot that wasn't handicapped was Mark Gastineau's Porsche. There were two handicap spots. And I go out there. I'm like,
did you key it?
Mr. And I was a Jet fan. No, I wouldn't do it. I go, Mr. Gastineau. He goes, ah, listen, kid. There's two handicap spots. All right. And then he said something else. And I don't want to repeat what he said. So I'll leave that at that. So anyway. So she gets me. I don't know why, but she gets me a Gastineau jersey. No problem. It comes in from Asia. Okay? Now, for those that don't know, he was number 99.
Yes.
The front's 99. The back's 99.
The sides.
The side was 99. And the other side was 79.
That's a problem.
So.
That's great. That is great. That is awesome.
I show my wife.
That's awesome.
She goes, oof. I go, yeah. I go get the receipt. She shows me the receipt from the email. It's in Chinese.
Yeah, you can't return.
So. Yeah, that went to the church.
The receipt at the bottom said pound sand.
Exactly. It was in Chinese.
Yeah, thank you for your money.
Like, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So be careful when you get the jerseys.
Be careful when you buy.
China.
That's it.
No, because I told her I didn't want her to spend a lot of money on these jerseys. So my son was telling her about, and actually he bought years ago a few jerseys from this site. They were all really cool. They were really decent.
You just got to be careful.
And this one just came off as like, Mark Gastineau's was number 79.
You got to be very, very careful with it. Well, there you go. Well, be careful on anything you buy online, too.
Just be careful walking around.
Oh, no doubt, yes.
Just be careful walking.
Absolutely.
In general. Just be careful when you're walking around a house. Just be careful in general.
All the time in life. You never know. All right, here we go, the three.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
All right, we've talked about the Browns and Steelers getting together tomorrow night, big Thursday night football matchup. And Baker Mayfield has asked Brown fans to keep it a little bit quieter on offense for Thursday night's game.
Maybe how about us Bills fans telling Baker to keep it quiet himself?
Getting to that, because maybe the Bills fans in the last game were making a lot of noise, so is this a shot at the Browns fans to actually be better fans?
I don't know. Like that's a little reverse psychology?
Yeah, I like that.
When you're home and you're on offense, you don't want the crowd being loud because then you can't really communicate what you want. So what Mayfield's saying is actually true.
That's the advantage to be home and
that's
have the crowd be quiet.
So you can communicate. You can call out coverages. You can call out blocking scheme for the offensive linemen. Change the play at the line of scrimmage. You don't have to use hand signals or the like.
Excuse me.
That's smart by Mayfield, no?
I think it is, yeah.
Anything I feel like Mayfield says now, he's going to get roundly criticized for. Do you get that sense?
Yes.
No matter what he says. Anything.
It could be like he's on a Sunday and they have a bye week and they interview Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go to church. How dare him! He's an arrogant ass! Stuff like that, like just going to church.
I don't disagree with you, right.
You know? Well, right. Place of worship. Right. I love to say church.
You said nothing wrong. Stop.
I don't know. Before I got something, I said something wrong.
Don't
before.
Look at there. Don't.
Right, just leave everybody alone. No, right, just be careful, Taz.
It's okay.
You told me to be careful. I'm careful.
I'm saying be careful about certain other things, not about whether or not you could say church or mass or anything like that.
Place of worship?
Yes.
Maybe worship.
Worship.
Not worship.
No. Mike, Pete, good job across the way. Bogus with the updates. Thanks for listening, everybody out there. Download that podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcast, Stitcher. Taz, good stuff, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. Till tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.